Turn to Luke chapter number 10 tonight. Luke chapter number 10. I'm going to be quick and find Luke chapter number 10 and then find John chapter number 11. And we'll take a look at a familiar passage of Scripture, some familiar sisters. All right. Is everybody all right with that? And how many of y'all have heard about this lady by the name of Miss Martha? Amen. How many of y'all got a Miss Martha in your family? Hallelujah. How many of you are a Miss Martha? All right, there's a few of y'all that are getting in. All right. And then how many of y'all know Miss Mary? Yeah, is everybody all right? Got like three people to know Miss Mary. Well, you said you knew Miss Martha. You ought to know Miss Mary. They're sisters. Is everybody all right? How many of y'all know Miss Mary? All right, that's six, seven of you. All right, how many of you got a Miss Mary in your family? All right, how many of you are Miss Mary? Boy, I tell y'all what, all right, y'all are doing great, all right. And, of course, we know Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. We're all kin. How many of y'all knew that? Boy, I love talking to y'all. It's like I'm talking to somebody who's never read the Bible before, amen. So Martha, Mary, and Lazarus was a group of siblings whom the Bible says that the Lord loved. Right. I think you need to understand that. As a matter of fact, in John chapter number 11, I don't know if we'll read it tonight because I'm only going to read a few verses out of there, but in John chapter number 11, the Bible tells us that Jesus loved Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And so anyhow, we're going to take a look. Familiar passage of Scripture in Luke chapter number 10. I've preached on it a few times here. Of course, chapter number 11 will be familiar to you when we get over there. And then we'll end up in John chapter number 12 as well. So just keep your finger right there in John 11 and we'll just flip over a page once we deal with that. But the Bible says in Luke chapter number 10, in verse number 38, "Now it came to pass as they went, that he entered into a certain village." We know from other passages of Scripture that this village was Bethany. All right, Bethany was about 2 miles east of Jerusalem and was on the what would have been the eastern slope of the Mount of Olives. And so we have here a location. And the Bible says, "And a certain woman named Martha received him into her house." Apparently, these three siblings had some money to them, all right? Martha here is described as owning the house. It was her house, and I don't know if that means they all lived together, so I don't know if that means that it was their house as a group or if the Bible's trying to teach us here that it was her house alone. But we do know that they lived there. The Bible says in verse number 39, "She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word." The Bible, and that's very important, all right? Now, these three are only mentioned in Scripture three times, all right? Actually, Lazarus is not mentioned here, I don't believe, but Martha and Mary are mentioned in Scripture three times. The three instances that I gave you here in Luke chapter number 10 and John chapter number 11 and John chapter number 12, all right? So we learn a lot about them, but just to give you an idea, this right here, what is taking place in Luke chapter number 10, will follow them, two girls, through Scripture, all right? So we find Martha, and then we find Mary. Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus. Now we're going to learn a little bit about Martha. The Bible says in verse number 40, "But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me." And Martha was one of those gals that spoke what was on her mind. Is everybody all right? Do you realize that Martha is talking to Jesus? She's talking to the Lord here, and she rebukes him. "Don't you even love me?" Can y'all hear it? Y'all got that one. Y'all got that aunt in your family, all right? "Don't you care?" And she literally, she rebukes the Lord, and then she commands him to do something. She says, "You tell her to to help me. You make her help me, right? So we all have this person in our family. And some of you, I'm just going to be honest with you, you don't admit it, but you're that person. I've been around you enough to know that you are Martha for sure, all right? So Martha, we see the two of them. We see Martha was serving, right? And we see Mary was sitting. It'll carry through Scripture, all right? But so many times, I've done it. I've probably been guilty of it myself, preaching out of Luke chapter number 10. We take Mary and Martha, and it's almost as if we make a comparison of them and we pit them against one another, as if Martha was wrong and Mary was right, right? And I want to get away from that tonight, just for a few moments if we can. I'm not taking away anything from what Mary has done, but I don't want to, let's not just bash Martha tonight, all right? So let's take a look at this. The Bible says that Martha was busy, she was cumbered about, busy serving, all right? That was what she did, all right? There's nothing wrong with that. And the Bible tells us that Mary, in this very first instance of us reading about these two, we find Mary sitting, Martha serving, all right? The Bible says, verse number 41, and Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, all right? But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. All right, so here, Martha, all upset. Here she is, she's busy. And you, come on, ladies, I need some help right here, all right? If I was coming to your house, you wouldn't just let me walk into your house without you taking care of some things. I need somebody to be real honest. Can I get a witness right here? When I invite people over to our house and Michelle finds out about it, it's a mad dash. All of a sudden, every bit of the laundry is hid. Is everybody all right? And we, most of the time, we're walking around and we're dodging toys because grandbabies leave them all scattered up and their parents don't make them clean it up. I'm having fun preaching tonight. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but anyhow, I got all kind of toys in the floor and everything else. But if I tell Michelle, hey, Miss Jill's coming over, No, my wife, it goes into panic mode. She's cleaning up everything. Is everybody all right? We wiping down stuff that ain't been wiped down in 2 weeks. We taking trash out. I mean, we clean it. We spraying the thing, disinfect it. Everybody all right? That house is going to smell like potpourri or whatever y'all call it. Not the some of that pot that y'all got. This Martha's no different. I want you to think about this. She has invited Jesus. Jesus has brought the disciples. Amen. Martha is busy, just like you would be. And the Bible says that Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, but I want you to notice what Jesus was doing. The Bible says that he was teaching. Did y'all catch that? I don't know if you caught that, but the Bible instructs us, or it lets us know subtly, that he was teaching. Because the Bible tells us that, let's see here, let me see if I can find it. Verse number 39, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. Is everybody, she was listening. Yes, ma'am. That's right, Ms. Hannah. She was listening. And so I want you to understand, all right, I'm trying to get us somewhere, but I want you to understand the scenario here. Jesus has come to her house. She is in panic mode because, hey, I need somebody to help me. If Jesus showed up at your house tomorrow, you'd be panicking too. And so Martha's in panic mode and she's trying to make sure everything's perfect and everything's just the way it needs to be. And Mary, she's just sitting over there listening to Jesus because I need somebody to help me right here. Jesus, he apparently didn't really much care about how her house looked or how much food she had on the table. He was teaching. So Martha comes and she rebukes him and she says, make Mary, she's left me alone. Which tells me at some point Mary was helping her.
That's right.
Right? And she said, she's left me alone. And now she's sitting at your feet and I'm doing all the work. That sound familiar? How many of y'all has ever said that? Come on, y'all, be honest about something tonight, all right? We've all gotten upset, whether it be somewhere in family. I remember when I was a kid, my mama, we always went to the farm, and we'd spend a week on the farm putting up vegetables. It drove me, I couldn't stand it. All my cousins would be out there playing ball, and my mama had me working like a dog. Is everybody all right? And I remember my cousin, he was older than me, and he come up to me, and he's like, man, won't you come play ball with us? And here I am. I've been working, right? I couldn't do nothing. So, Brother Johnny, I just walked over there and punched him in the mouth. Somebody say amen. Why? Because I was doing all the work. He wasn't doing nothing. I understand Martha's feelings right here, all right? And so Martha, amen, I can get some amens now. See, the men, they'll be honest about stuff, all right? And so Martha was the frustration of Martha. How many of y'all see that? We see the frustration of Martha because Martha is all of us. We all got a little bit of Martha in us. It just depends on the circumstances. And so we all are to serve. And how many of y'all know this? The Bible says we're looking forward to that day where he says, well done, thou good and faithful sitter. Well done. Is everybody all right? Well done, thou good and faithful prayer. Well done, thou good. I need somebody to help me. Well done, thou good and faithful preacher. No, it was well done, thou good and faithful. So, Martha, frustrated, rebukes Jesus. Jesus has to correct Martha, and she does it in front of everybody. Which means that now Jesus has to answer in front of everybody. Is everybody with me? And so, it probably cut her to the bone, but I want you to notice something about this before we're over tonight. Martha learned something. Martha learned something. And I want us to learn something tonight. I want us to take a look at these two sisters, and I want you to, I've already given you both points. Martha served and Mary sat. But I want to give you some subpoints. I want to look at this thing, and I want to tell you that sometimes serving God will find frustration. Sometimes you're going to find frustration. Martha's trying to serve God, and hey, listen, she loved Jesus just as much as Mary did. She did. She loved Jesus just as much as Mary did. The Bible says that Jesus loved her just as much as he loved Mary, just as much as he loved Lazarus. And so there wasn't one of these things where one was a favorite and one wasn't. But we find two of them and we find their worship very different. Martha's worship is shown to us and given us an example in her service where Mary's is in her worship or in her sitting. And though Jesus did not rebuke Mary here, I want you to know that what he did rebuke in Martha was not the fact that she was working, was the fact that she was working so much that she got distracted from what was important. Is everybody all right? She got distracted from what was important. He wasn't rebuking her because she was working. He was rebuking her because in her work she had gotten so distracted that she had lost focus on him. And can I say this is a danger in every church? We're trying to get people involved and we're trying to get people work. But if you get so busy in work that you get distracted from worship, then you're going to end up frustrated like Martha. And can I say this? Most people don't come back from that frustration. I wish that they did. I wish that I could say that most Marthas come back from that frustration, but they don't. Because most Marthas cannot take the rebuke or the reproach of the Lord in setting them straight. And they're so focused on the fact that they're doing all the work and nobody else is helping. I need somebody to help me tonight. There are some leaders in here that if you're not careful, You're pulling your weight. You're pulling those that don't come to church, those that are on the schedule that don't show up. And before long, it can get like, man, all I do is work and serve. And you're going to miss out. Why? Because you're getting distracted. And you're losing focus of why we're here to begin with. Listen here, I'm thankful for every single one of you, and I am thankful that you're serving. But if you ever get distracted to the point that you lose focus and you're not here for worship, it's going to become a job to you, and before long, you're going to quit the job. Martha was frustrated, and it's something that can happen to any one of us and every single one of us. But Martha learned something from this incident. See, Martha was so busy doing things that she wasn't sitting at his feet. Martha wasn't learning about him. She wasn't gaining knowledge about him. Is everybody with me? But in John chapter number 11, her brother dies. She sends for Jesus in John chapter number 11. You can turn over there if you should have it marked. If you don't, it ain't hard to find. Just go to the next book. Go to chapter number 11. And the Bible tells us, I'm just going to paraphrase a lot of it, and then we'll read some verses, but the Bible tells us that Lazarus fell sick. Oh, man, I ain't got time. The Bible tells us Lazarus got sick. The Bible tells us that Jesus waited. The Bible tells us that Jesus waited until Lazarus died, and then he went to Bethany. He got to Bethany, he goes there, and Martha runs out to meet him. Mary Dutton, you know what Mary was doing? Sitting. I told y'all, it carries through. Martha runs out to meet Jesus. First thing she says to him is, if you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. So she didn't learn a real good lesson on that, all right? I don't know. I mean, maybe she did it with a different tone. But the first thing out of her mouth was, if you'd have been here, my brother hadn't have died. Jesus goes on and tells her in John chapter number 11 that he is the resurrection. In John chapter number 11 and verse number, let me get down to where he's talking to her in this. And he says, I'll just read starting in verse number 20. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Once again, Mary sitting. Then said Martha unto Jesus, if thou hadst been there, my brother had not died, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. She had some knowledge. She picked up some knowledge. You may not understand what I'm trying to say right here, but this is what Martha was saying. I know that you, with you, all things are possible. Did everybody see that? It goes on. And he says, Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Listen. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Some more knowledge. She was aware. Is everybody ready? All right, now look at verse number 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Listen to what she answers. She saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Is everybody all right? There was, you know who else made that claim? Simon Peter. This woman had a knowledge of Jesus that I believe she didn't have back in Luke chapter number 10. Is everybody with me? Three instances that we have here. She had a different knowledge. She gained knowledge. How do you gain knowledge? By the word. Mary was sitting at his feet as he preached the word. Jesus said, Martha, Martha, you're cumbered about a bunch of things, but one thing is needful for you. What was that one thing? That you sit under the word. Is everybody with me? That you sit under the word, that you gain knowledge, that you grow. And Martha did that. Because now in John chapter number 11, Martha's brothers die, and she's already got it all figured out. She knows who he is. She knows what he's capable of doing. And she knows a good bit about eschatology for somebody that, hey, I need somebody to help me right here. The disciples didn't have all this down. The disciples didn't understand all this, but Martha did. Somewhere between Luke chapter number 10 and John chapter number 11, Martha found a place next to Mary. I need somebody to help me. How do you know that, preacher? Because let's go over to John chapter number 12. John chapter number 12 and verse number 1. Let me see here. I didn't have to turn the page. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, 6 days before he would die. Everybody hear me? 6 days before he would die, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. What'd I tell you? Luke chapter number 10. What Martha did, what Mary did, it's going to carry right on through. Martha served, Mary sat. John chapter number 12, the last instance we have of these two, Martha serving. The Bible says, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Thus saith one of the disciples, which was Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him. Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put in, or what was put therein. I'm not going to go anymore because Jesus said, leave him alone and leave her alone. He's talking about Mary. But I want you to notice that Martha was serving and Mary wasn't. Did y'all notice that? Mary was at the feet of Jesus, and she was pouring ointment on his feet, and she was wiping them with her hair. But this time, Martha ain't frustrated. I had something about Mary, and I'm not going to give you Mary. I'm done. I'm just giving you Martha. Martha was frustrated. We see her frustration in Luke chapter number 10. We even see her frustration in John chapter number 11. But we also see Martha's faith in John chapter number 11. She had grown spiritually. But I want you to hear something right here, and I'm done. Martha's finding. In John chapter number 12, we find Mary and Martha doing the same thing they were doing in Luke chapter number 10. Luke chapter number 10, Martha was doing it all wrong. She was distracted. She had gotten her focus off of Jesus. She had gotten her focus off of the Lord. And she was all encumbered about in her work or ministry. And she was miserable. But in John chapter number 12, she had found her peace in her serving.
That's right. Amen.
Because she had found out that that was her way of worship.
That's right.
We never see anything about Martha sitting at the feet of Jesus, but yet we know Martha loved him just as much as Mary loved him.
That's right.
And though Mary displayed her worship in a completely different way, Martha showed her love and worship of the Lord through her service. I need somebody to help me. Your worship may not be as extravagant as Mary's.
That's right.
But I want you to know something. If you'll keep your eyes in the right place and your focus on the right things, then you'll find peace in your service and find out that your service and what you're doing is actually worshiping.
Amen.
I'll give you my points for Mary. Nah, I'm not. No, I'm not doing it, Miss Ann. I'm not going to do it. Hey, but when you look at Mary and her sitting, Mary sat for guidance. In the first instance that we see, Mary was sitting at his feet hearing his words. The second time we see Mary, she's in Luke or John chapter number 11. Martha goes and gets her and says, he calleth for you. She comes running out. She says the same thing that Martha did. She said, if you'd have been here, my brother hadn't have died. But Mary fell at his feet.
That's right.
And business picked up. She worshiped. She sat for guidance, but she worshiped and she sat in her grief. And can I say this? God's worth, he's worthy of our worship.
Yeah.
Whether things are going good. Or whether things are going bad. And lastly,
amen.
In John chapter number 12, she worshiped or she sat at his feet in gratitude. He raised her brother. I need somebody to help me. I'm taking some liberty right here, but I'm done. I wonder if Martha and Mary didn't get together on John chapter number 12, Jesse. Martha said, now look, Mary, I got all of them coming. I'm going to have to take care of all of them. I'm going to have to serve. I'm going to have to do this. But you take that ointment that we've been saving up.
That's right.
You find his feet. And you do what I'm not able to do. And you love on him while I serve.
Amen.
Is everybody all right? I'm taking a little bit of liberty here, right here. But I don't think it was such a division between the two of them.
That's right.
They loved. They just had different ways of showing it. And I want you to know that it's all right if you're not raising your hand, running around the building, shouting and hollering, praising amen, saying amen. It's okay.
That's right.
You might be that Martha that's just working, saying, God, I love you with these hands. I didn't know, man, I had another sermon I was going to preach on Martha's hands, Mary's heart, and Lazarus's hope.
That's right.
Martha said, I ain't like Mary, but I'll serve you with what I do have. Mary said, I ain't as good as my sister, but you got my heart. Lazarus, I don't know what he was doing. He's just sitting at the table. If I'm Lazarus and I just got raised from the dead, I'm doing backflips over there in the back, right? So tonight, I want to encourage, first off, I want to encourage our workers here at Calvary Baptist Church. I appreciate what you do here. But I don't want you to get so cumbered about that you lose focus on why we're here.
That's right.
You can serve God and worship him. But you have to stay focused on him. I want to thank God for those that are, you make service interesting. We'll say it that way. I like it. I really do. We was at camp meeting this past week and little ladies running across the front of the building, or running across through the pine, through the sawdust and all that. Man, I love that kind of stuff. People shouting, people praising the Lord. I love it. I don't have a problem with it. But I also realize not everybody's like that. So what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying worship God how you can. Find your peace, but also keep your focus. And let's serve God together. It may be that some that are serving go over to some and say, hey, you know what? I got something I want to give to the Lord and I need your help. And then others that are worshiping and hollering and carrying on, maybe you can go over to some Marthas and say, look here, I appreciate what you're doing. Because if you wasn't doing what you're doing, I wouldn't be able to worship like I'm able to worship. It takes all of us. Can I get a witness? How many of you come around the altar tonight, heads bowed with me? If you lost focus, come get it. Come on. Come on. I don't need to preach five more sermons for you to come on and get this thing right. Let's get back focused. Why are we doing what we're doing? Not rebuking your work. Jesus didn't rebuke her work. He's just saying, where's your heart? Where? You focus. You lost focus. Your frustration is because you lost focus. It's easy to excuse. Let me say this on when it comes to worship. It's easy to excuse not praising the Lord, saying I'm shy. But if I was to find you at a ball game, one of your youngins or grand youngins, I would expect with that kind of excuse for you to be real shy about their home runs and their, is everybody all right? The fact is that the Bible says Mary chose the good thing. You choose how you worship. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for tonight. Lord, I thank you for this church. I thank you for the people of this church. Lord, those that are in ministry, they're the ones that make Calvary Baptist Church what it is. They're the hands and the feet of Calvary Baptist Church. But more importantly, God, they're your hands and feet. Lord, I thank you for those that worship with a freedom and liberty. Inspire, encourage those around them. God, I'm thankful for every one of them. Lord, I pray tonight, God, we not lose our focus. I pray for our leaders, for our ministry heads, for those that are working diligently behind the scenes. God, may they keep their eyes on you. May they stay focused. Lord, may we grow together as this family we read about tonight. God, I love you. I sure thank you, Lord, that you love me. Lord, I know I'm unlovable. There's times I don't even like myself. God, I'm so thankful, Lord, that you love us. That you'd have anything to do with us. Lord, that you would allow us to serve and worship you here on this earth. God, I pray we do it to the best of our ability and stay focused in it. God, I love you tonight and thank you in Jesus' name. I pray. Amen.